actors are always handed advice from other people who have nothing to do with being an actor. You've probably heard everything from how to be rich and famous to how to prepare rice and beans when times are tough. Take it from me, you have heard advice that can amount to a hill of beans. There are, however, some useful tips that might help. Advice that I have heard that makes sense, which makes the actor's journey even easier to navigate. Come on, check out this episode of Casting Actress Cast and get the best advice for your acting business career.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actress Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Each week, we show you how to advance your talent and your career with practical tips, advice, and positivity. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you today? Hope you're having a good day. I'm excited to share this information with you today, all about being in business, the best business advice that you can really, you know, hang on to, something I hope that you're going to find very, very useful. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I invite you to check out the website, castingactorscast.com. There you're going to find all kinds of cool information about the podcast. You're going to see a calendar of places that I might be teaching at, but also you're going to see past episodes that you can check out about Casting Actors Cast. I've been doing this for about 3 years now and having a really cool time. By the way, on the very first page of the website, castingactresscast.com, you're going to see a form that says dive into the talent pool. It asks for your name and your email address. And when you do that, by the way, I don't do anything with that information. I might occasionally send out a promotional piece about a podcast, but you know, it's very rare that I do that. I don't want to spam you or abuse the privilege, right, of you giving me your name and email address. It just helps me know that there are people out there still listening to the podcast. So that's what I depend on that list for. But hey, listen, if you do fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, you can also ask me a question. You could also tell me about a video. You could submit your video to me for evaluation live on the podcast. That seems to be a real popular thing as well. Finally, when you submit that information, it opens up a thank you. It opens up a free thank you thing that you can check out. One is a book that I wrote, downloadable PDF. It's 100 pages called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's like I said, 100 pages of a PDF all about doing voiceover work. Also, there's a free private video, and that video is Casting Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But guess what? I'm going to tell you in this free 20-minute video. Also, on the website, castingactresscast.com, you're going to find Jeff's Jots. And that's a place where you can get downloadable show notes for each corresponding episode. So if you start looking at those show notes while you're listening to the podcast or while you're watching the video on YouTube, the YouTube channel is called Casting Actors Cast, it might be really, really helpful to sort of, I don't know, reinforce some of the information that I'm sharing with you. A lot of folks have been telling me that they print out these Jeff's Jots and they put it on their refrigerator or they put it on their bulletin board, and it really serves to help remind them about certain subjects that we're talking about. My entire purpose for doing these podcasts is to help you feel more confident, for you to feel comfortable, for you to be excited, because this is an excellent time to be an actor, and I want to give you the most positive boost that I can in helping you not only with your acting, your audition technique, but also the business. The business of the business is one of those areas I think a lot of actors would really, really benefit from. Finally, my email address, castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com, is another place that you can send me an email, a note. You could send me a link to your videos, whatever you want me to see, I'm happy to take a look at. So that's all the business I have for the moment. So let's just talk about the business side of things. And I have a checklist, and this checklist, by the way, is in no particular order. And this isn't the kind of checklist that, you know, one do the dishes, check. You know what I mean? It's not like that kind of a checklist, but it really is an ongoing reminder of a mindset that actors oftentimes overlook. That kind of business advice is hard to swallow sometimes because, let's face it, as a creative person, it's very challenging sometimes to have the business mindset. I also know from personal experience, but also from teaching hundreds and hundreds of classes over the years, most university training programs, most conservatory training do not spend enough time, in my opinion, on business matters. And so it's really a rude awakening, I think, sometimes for actors when they have to enter the profession and really not know a lot of the business stuff that they really should know. So that's why I've come up with this list. And I think, and I hope at least, that you're going to find this very useful, very, very helpful. So once again, in no particular order, I need you to become the CEO of your own company. It's a mindset. It's really saying that you are in control of your company. Your body, your physical self, the way you sound, the way you look, the way you act as an actor, that's part of your company. So taking care of yourself like you would take care of your company because you are the CEO. So treating yourself like a business is kind of confusing at first, but it also is part of that brain that probably hasn't had a lot of training. So whatever you can do to put yourself in the mindset of being a CEO, you are in control. The choices that you make are yours. The marketing, the promotion, the auditions, the way you structure your organization, the way you conduct business is all part of your brand. So be the CEO of your own company. It might help you just shift your thinking a little bit and be a little objective about the choices you have in front of you as an actor. All right, number two, keep accurate business records and stay with it. I know this is really, really hard. Here are the suggestions I'm making. You know, there are some really great free and paid programs that are out there that you should really consider. One is QuickBooks. I know it can feel like a little bit of an expense, but if you can set up your company and put it in QuickBooks, it really is a great way to keep track of all of those audition expenses, of all of those gigs that you book, of really keeping track of how your business is growing. And so whether it's QuickBooks or not, having an accurate business records keeping system is absolutely important. Now, you know what? You don't have to be sophisticated about it. It can be just a piece of paper and a pencil. Date, what happened? Is it in the plus column or the minus column? Is this money you're bringing in or is it money going out? Income, outgo. That's it. So you don't have to kind of make yourself crazy. But it's really vital that you have an accurate track of how you are doing. And it's not to be ammunition to beat yourself up with if things aren't going well. It's a way that the CEO takes a look and says, gosh, what strategy can I bring to the table that might help? And so keeping accurate business records is the way to do that. All right, number three, I think you need to remember to invest in yourself. Everything that you do relates to you being an actor. So when I talk about investing in yourself, I'm talking about your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health, all of those things that you need to do to take care of yourself personally and professionally. So an investment in yourself, you know, you've heard me say it, and of course, this is kind of a no-brainer, right? But eating well, taking care of yourself means physically being in the best shape you can possibly be in, taking classes, staying fresh, staying current with what's going on, watching a lot of television and film so that you see what the trend is in the industry in terms of what kinds of product is being shown. Those are the kinds of things that mindset of investment in yourself really helps you feel a little bit better and develops a level of confidence that you're going to find is extremely useful and helpful. Number four, I think you might not like this, but I'm just going to share it. I think you need to budget for contingency plans that might occur. Now, you know, any good budget person will say you should have something for emergency, you know, the rainy day fund, whatever you call it. But do you have some resources, financial, that can really mitigate? Ooh, good word. Mitigate situations that might occur, those unexpected things that could possibly derail your plan, your acting plan, your business plan. So having that kind of a fund, if not, start small. It can be, you know, I have a jar in my bedroom and every time I have spare change, I put it in the jar. Well, the last time I took that jar and took it to the coin exchanging thing at the grocery store, I had like $75. Like, what? Crazy. That was money I wasn't expecting. So, and I know $75 is not a lot in today's numbers, and we're going through a lot right now. So I know saving might be hard. But if you have in your budget a plan for a rainy day fund or an emergency, you're going to be so grateful when that need arises. And guess what? If you don't use it, isn't that great? You've got something that is there to support you when you might need it. What could be better than that? Okay, number five, I think you should use a daily planner. Use a calendar or a diary or, like I said before, a pencil and paper. But really keeping track of all of your movement as an actor is really healthy. It really sort of keeps your brain focused. You're very conscientious about the steps you are taking as an actor. And I think there's really nothing better than that. I've talked in a podcast about MFA, Meditations for Actors, which is a really wonderful app that I encouraged people. I did a whole episode on the MFA for Actors. And I'm not sure when this is coming out because I'm kind of doing some batch recording. But stay tuned for that. MFA for Actors, Meditations for Actors. I do an entire podcast about it because I think it's such a useful app. But that has a daily planner kind of diary calendar. And I think that that's really, really useful. So whether you use Google Calendar, or whether you use an app, whatever it is, but when you use a daily planner, it really does put you in the right headspace. It really does help you stay focused and functioning, especially during these crazy times when auditions are like popcorn in the microwave. Stuff is happening all over the place, and then it gets suddenly quiet. Theater is starting to make a pretty serious comeback now, so something to be ready for. All of those things can really help you if you have a planner. Number six. I've done podcasts, but it's been a long time. But I'd love for you to listen to this podcast. It's called The Actor's Wardrobe. And that brings me to number six, maintain your acting wardrobe. I've done a whole podcast on this, so I don't want to do the whole podcast all over again. But I encourage you to consider having five or six outfits, six articles of clothing that you know you can go to on a moment's notice, you know you look good in, that you can wear to auditions or meetings or the like. And having that separate wardrobe, it's not part of your everyday clothing. It's a separate actor's wardrobe, really is so amazingly healthy for your headspace and for your preparation time. It's a no-brainer knowing that if you have a meeting with your agent, if you have a new meeting with a potential manager, that you can go to that. You know it's the shirt and the tie, or you know it's the suit, you know it's the right skirt and blouse, whatever it is. You know you look good in it, you feel good in it, you maintain it really, really nicely by keeping it clean, keeping it pressed, all those things. Wow, what a great way to treat yourself. Because it doesn't take any energy then just to grab those things, put them on. You know you feel good. You know you feel great. And you're not wasting any time. That whole debate about, oh my God, what should I wear? Gone. Wearing those clothes to the audition as well, a good audition wardrobe. Sure, you want to suggest the character you might be playing. But it's really for your benefit, not for casting. It's how you feel in the clothes that you are wearing. So if you're playing a character that is kind of down and out, struggling, then that's when the jeans and the ripped t-shirt can really be helpful to you. If it's a separate part of your wardrobe, you have those clothes that are ready to go. So maintaining an actor wardrobe is number 6. Number 7, I think it's also valuable in your budget to allocate funds for the acting tools. Now, this is different than a rainy day fund. These are the tools like new pictures, freshening up the resume. Do you have a good working laptop? Do you have a computer that's really reliable and working for you? Is it organized for you? Do you have a reel? Are you editing your own reel, or is somebody helping you edit that reel? Are you putting together your auditions? Do you have the equipment, for example, to do an excellent self-tape? All of those pieces require some money, not a ton of money, especially if you're talking about the self-tape stuff. You've got a really good, decent working cell phone. The back of that cell phone has an excellent camera. That's a no-brainer, right? But how do you hold that camera? How do you put that camera that it's eye level for you? So making sure that you are ready to do good self-tape submissions, those are part of the funds. Those are part of the equipment expenses that actors need to have ready. Are they in good working order? Okay, quick side note, and I know this is going to sound really weird talking about all this, you know, business stuff, but if you haven't cleaned the lens of your cell phone, you need a Q-tip, isopropyl rubbing alcohol. You dip the Q-tip in the rubbing alcohol, and then you clean the lens of your cell phone camera, please. You're welcome. There are so many auditions that have smudges or just not clear. Most of the time, it's because the lens is dirty. Okay, side note, I just kind of threw that in there. Let's move on to number 8. The value of setting short-term and long-term goals. Short-term goals and long-term goals, I know. A lot of people say, you know what, I just don't do the goal thing. I show up every day and do my very best, and let's just see what happens. I think that that's fair. But I also know that when you put the energy into thinking about those goals, a lot of times, and I've seen this happen personally as well as professionally, a lot of times when you plant that seed, your brain seems to start working on some of those goals, even without your consciousness. It kind of is like something behind the scenes is going on. But just defining those short-term goals, looking at what would be a great long-term goal, setting it down on pencil and paper, really does manifest some of those opportunities. I promise you, it's weird, but it really, really works. Again, I don't try to go woo-woo on you, but I think manifesting those short-term goals and long-term goals really becomes a healthy way to have the right perspective on how your career is going. Number 9. This is kind of weird to explain, but number 9 is evaluate your time management options. What options do you have in terms of your time management? Are you stuck in a part-time job that is exhausting and keeping you from doing the acting work you want to do? Is that working for you? Is there an option? Evaluating what your time management is all about is really healthy. As the CEO of your own company, remember, we're going back to number 1 now, but as the CEO of your own company, finding how your time is being allocated, and is it being allocated in a way that is helpful and defining you well as an actor? So simply evaluate. You don't have to make huge sweeping choices or decisions. I'm going to quit my job and do a full-time acting. You know what? If there are not a lot of auditions right now for you, this is not the time to quit the job. But this is the time to take a look at, where am I spending the majority of my time? What can I do to help be more productive? So evaluating your time management options is an excellent suggestion for your business. Number 10, the last one in our list, find joy in the work, always. Find joy in everything you do. Now, I know, it's weird, right? Making a list, working on QuickBooks, trying to set aside money for contingency plan. All of that stuff can just be like annoying and frustrating. But if you can find the joy in the work, if you can continue to realize why you're taking these steps and why when you do those steps, how much more accomplished you might feel. It's such a rewarding step forward from what you've been used to. And so just changing a few of those patterns a little bit at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself with, I've got to do all of this at once. But absorb some of this information. Try to implement as many as you feel comfortable with. Baby steps, right? Just baby steps. You are going to feel so much better. So finding joy in the work is all, not just Pollyanna look on the bright side, right? It really is about those quiet moments when you say, you know what? I did that right. You know what? I feel really good about that choice. I feel really good about that decision. Those little joys, baby, 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 they add up. I am not kidding you. Someone once said, the best advice is the one you use, right? It's relatively easy to come up with a list of to-dos like I just did. It's quite another to really commit to your decision. So being a creative person often means business matters don't really come that easily, right? They usually don't. But with a little effort, with just a little discipline, and a creative approach to the problem solving, you're going to be well on your way to growing personally and professionally. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
It's been great having you in our talent pool today. Your support means the world to us, so please consider sharing, liking, and reviewing this episode wherever you jump in. I'm Megan Grace Martinez. Thanks.